The Traveler's Journal, September 26th. Taking time out in Trieste. Last time, we visited the Adriatic Peninsula of Istria. The area's major city is situated 50 miles to the north. Although it's been part of Italy for nearly a century, Trieste also has a confused past. With an idyllic setting in a limestone nook on the northeast tip of the Adriatic Sea, Trieste first flourished as a Roman colony. In the 13th century, its rulers opted to join the Austrian Empire, rather than paying fealty to the Republic of Venice, 100 miles to the west. In 1719, Trieste was declared a free port, and for centuries it thrived as a center of international commerce and culture. Artists and writers flocked here, and Trieste became a destination of distinction. The 20th century transformed it into a political pawn. Claimed by Italy after World War I, it was occupied by Germany in World War II, and then the Slavs, followed by the British and American military. A 1975 treaty finally certified the city's return to Italy. This history has blessed Trieste with a unique legacy of flavors, a melange of Mediterranean, Slavic, and Bohemian. Pastas as common on its tables as boiled pork and sauerkraut, jam-filled crepes and linzertort, heady beer, red wine, and a strong coffee culture. Trieste's cobbled, relatively untouristed streets are a treat to explore. Its social center is the huge piazza, which opens on the sea. Its prime attraction is a 15th century castle built on a hilltop next to the ruins of a Roman forum. A visit to Trieste remains a relative bargain, perhaps the last one in Italy. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.
You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.